Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 6th. Checking our winter road report, brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service and a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are mainly bare and wet. You may encounter the odd slushy section. Visibility is good to fair throughout the region. We could see some snow squalls and blowing snow later tonight. Grey Bruce Health Services says staff at its seven sites are due to reach 100% vaccinated status. A release from the hospital organization says, like many hospitals across Ontario, Grey Bruce Health Services introduced a COVID-19 policy requiring all staff, physicians, volunteers, and students to be fully vaccinated to work at any Grey Bruce Health Services facility. The deadline was this past Friday. The organization says it has been working with staff over the past few months to address their questions about the vaccine. President and CEO Gary Sims says 99% of staff and physicians are now fully vaccinated, and they'll reach 100% shortly when the last few staff become eligible for a second dose of the vaccine. The organization says 34 staff members chose not to be vaccinated and are no longer working with Grey Bruce Health Services. It says they worked across the seven sites in various clinical and administrative roles and were a mix of 14 casual staff, 9 part-time staff, and 11 full-time staff. The organization says health services will continue without disruption. The Bruce Gray Owen Sound Federal Liberal Riding Association has a new chair. Anne-Marie Watson, who ran for the Liberals in Bruce Gray Owen Sound in September's federal election, was recently elected chair of the local riding association.
We want to be able to stay in touch with the electors and bring to light some of the policies and issues and concerns that maybe are more relevant for this area and bring them to the attention of the people up in Ottawa.
Watson is succeeding Michael Johnston in the role, who stepped aside in order to focus on the upcoming Ontario election. Watson says her first focus as chair is to build up a strong team. From there, fundraising, advocacy, education, and policy work will be undertaken. Hanover police are looking for a missing 33-year-old woman. Felicia O'Connor left her family's home in Hanover late last night. She's 5'5" with red hair. She's described as having a medium to heavier set build and is described as developmentally delayed. She is thought to be wearing a black coat with black and pink Reebok running shoes. She last made contact with family from a payphone at Hanover's Family Medical Center beside the Hanover and District Hospital shortly after 8 this morning. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Hanover Police Service. OPP are investigating a fatal collision near Mount Forest. Police say just before 7 this morning, firefighters and paramedics were called to Side Road 3 West in Wellington North Township. OPP say an SUV collided with the guardrail before leaving the road and becoming partially submerged upside down in a body of water. The vehicle was removed from the water and the driver was located inside and later pronounced deceased. Wellington County OPP are asking anyone who may have seen the collision to call them. Georgian College alumni have donated $20,000 to the new nursing program set to begin in Owen Sound and Barrie in 2022. As part of the Global Giving Tuesday donation campaign back on November 30th, the college launched a one-day digital appeal asking alumni to support student success initiatives. That included Georgian's Frontline Support Healthcare Heroes Closer to Home campaign, which is focused on raising funds for new equipment and learning environment enhancements tied to the new Honors Bachelor of Science nursing degree. A release from the college says in just 12 hours, more than $20,000 was raised against a one-day goal of $10,000. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 227 points to 20,861. The Dow Jones is up 646 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.40 U.S. cents, up 55 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.94, up $3.68 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, in Monday Night Football, the New England Patriots visit the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff is 8:15. Meanwhile, the Grey Cup game is coming Sunday in Hamilton. The Tiger Cats will host the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for the Canadian Football League Championship. Six games in the NHL tonight with two Canadian teams in action. Ottawa visits New Jersey and the LA Kings are in Vancouver to play the Canucks. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who have lost two in a row, will host the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow night. The Philadelphia Flyers have fired head coach Alain Vigneault after Sunday's 7-1 loss to Tampa Bay, which extended the team's losing streak to 8 games. Reports indicate Mike Yeo will take over as the Flyers' interim head coach. And in the NBA, 10 games tonight, including the Oklahoma City Thunder at Detroit to face the Pistons. Wednesday, the Toronto Raptors will host Oklahoma City. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.